Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life. Youngster, coming to Jesus Christ, turning from your sin, and following Jesus instead is the only way to live, the only way to know God, the only way to have your heart washed cleaner than clean. We're going to be talking about that new life in Christ plenty in the next half hour. Rachel, it's nice to have you along with Sister Ashley. Look at these two little girls smiling. And greetings to another couple of sisters. These two listening in Bulgaria, Eastern Europe, a couple of missionary kids, Ruthie and Deborah, greetings from Mr. Nick and Wee Kids. I am so happy that you're listening on your computer and the internet. Is it working all right? That's good. Katie, greetings to you. And hi to a couple of brothers by the name of Stephen and David. I'm glad that you guys are listening. And in Belize, hello to Eleni and Trevette and cousins Enoch, Jared, Sojourney, and Johannes. I'm glad that you're listening to the radio. Callie and Bailey, hello to you kiddos. And hi to you too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids. Now, does God work through kids to save lives? Yes, He does. For example, when the Apostle Paul's nephew heard about a plot to take Paul's life, he spoke up. To whom did he speak? And what happened? You can find out in the next few minutes. This is Wee Kids.
God made the yuggity bug so very small, but no one could possibly ever count them all. Though we may be bugged and bitten by ticks and gnats and fleas, remember they're delicious to the bird community.
Thanks, birdies.
He made the birdies to fly above the trees. They like to swing on the early morning breeze. They can toot and tweet and twitter a very happy tune, especially in springtime when the flowers start to bloom. We're His creation, quite the sensation. When you remember that we came from God's imagination, He has a purpose for everything, from the bugs and the bees and the flowers and the trees to the birdies that like to sing. God made the heavens and earth in 7 days. All of the universe shows His mighty ways. With the bang and boom, by jingle, He made the land and sea. Then He was very careful when He thought of you and me. We're His creation, quite the sensation. When you remember that we came from God's imagination, He has a purpose for everything. From the bugs and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the fish and the seas and the mice and the cheese and the dogs and the fleas and the he's and the she's to the birdies that like to sing. We're His creation, quite the sensation. When you remember that we came from God's imagination, He has a purpose for everything.
Yeah, from the bugs and the bees
and the flowers and trees
and the fish and the seas
and the mice and the cheese
and the dogs and the fleas
and the he's and the she's
and the dust and the sneeze
and the thanks and the please
and the storm and the breeze
and the elbows and knees
and the doors and the keys
and the fiddledy-dees
and the ABCs
and the 1, 2, 3s
and the hippopotamies
and the chimpanzees
and the birdies that like to sing.
God has done wonderfully creating all of this. Are you thankful, kiddo?
Mr. Nick.
Hi, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, it's getting better.
I hope you're talking about life with you and Roscoe, the neighborhood bully.
Yeah, and you know what?
What?
Even if he does bad things to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do good things back.
We talked about returning good for his evil.
I know.
Matthew 7:12, Jesus said, "Whatever you want others to do for you, do so for them, for this is the law and the prophets."
So, with God's help, I'm trying to be kind to Roscoe.
And have you helped him find his lost dog again?
No, his dog hasn't gotten loose.
Or lost?
Right, but I wave to Roscoe.
That's kind.
And I say, "Hi, Roscoe."
That's kind, too.
And he's been pretty friendly, Mr. Nick.
Wow, a friendly bully.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Nikki, you're treating Roscoe like the Lord Jesus Christ would.
Yeah, I guess so.
And wouldn't it be great if someday, maybe partly because of your kindness, Nikki, Roscoe would turn from his sin and follow Jesus?
Wow!
Sometimes that's the way God works in lives.
I can pray for Roscoe, too.
That's right, Nikki. I can, too. Hey, this thing's looking better.
No kidding. Thanks, Mr. Nick.
You're welcome, little guy.
See ya.
Bye, Nikki. Wow, that's good news. Little listener, I am so glad that God cares for us. Aren't you?
If he cares about the birds up in the sky.
Now here's Mary Rice Hopkins.
If he sees the fish a-swimming in the sea. If he sees the ants a-climbing up the hill. Then you know how much he cares for you. In the sea, more than the bears or the family dog, more than all of these, he cares for you and me. If he cares about the lamb who's gone astray, if he helps the cricket somehow find its way, sees the turtle grow inside his shell, and you can see his love and all his well. We need more than the birds, more than the ants, more than the fish in the sea, more than the bears or the family dog, more than all of cares for you and me. If he cares about the birds up in the sky, if he sees the fish a-swimming in the sea, if he sees the ants a-climbing,
better be sure that God cares for you. And he loves you dearly. He's proven that love by sending his son, his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in your place and my place. Talk about God's care for us, his great love for us. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now we move on to Bible time. Is it possible for a kid to save a life? Yes, indeed. We move from God's care for us to our care for others. And Acts chapter 23 is where today's Bible time is based. This is about the adventures of the Apostle Paul. Oh, man, he got himself into so much trouble. Well, for good reason. He was teaching people about the Lord Jesus Christ. And not everybody wants to hear about Jesus, you know. Twice, a Roman commander had protected Paul from a mob. And now, once again, Jewish leaders were making plans to kill the Apostle Paul. Listen to find out what happens, though. There were more than 40 Jews who made this plan. They went and talked to the leading priests and the older Jewish leaders. They said, "We have made a promise to ourselves that we will not eat or drink until we have killed Paul. So this is what we want you to do. Send a message to the commander to bring Paul out to you. Tell him you want to ask Paul more questions. We will be waiting to kill him while he's on his way here." But Paul's nephew heard about this plan. He went to the army building and he told Paul about it. And then Paul called one of the officers and said, "Take this young man to the commander. He has a message for him." So the officer brought Paul's nephew to the commander. The officer said, "The prisoner, Paul, asked me to bring this young man to you. He wants to tell you something." The commander led the young man to a place where they could be alone. The commander asked, "What do you want to tell me?" The young man said, "The Jews have decided to ask you to bring Paul down to their council meeting tomorrow. They want you to think that they're going to ask him more questions. But don't believe them. There are more than 40 men who are hiding and waiting to kill Paul. They have all made a promise not to eat or drink until they've killed him. Now they're waiting for you to agree." The commander sent the young man away. He said to him, "Don't tell anyone what you've told me about their plan." What is going to happen? Well, here's a hint in this good verse to remember. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Tomorrow's fears, tomorrow's hopes, those days when I am low, so often make me want to ask, who is in control? Sometimes I think I've got it made, sometimes I'm feeling blue.
That's when I turn
for you. I have a master plan.
Praise God for the Master's master plan for you, youngster. He cares for you. He loves you. If you're a child of His, you can be sure that He's watching out for you. And that's a comforting thing to know. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. And now... it is time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I'm looking for some march leaders here. Oh, Bethany, you put your hand right up like that. How am I supposed to miss that, huh? I'm making Bethany march leader over here, ahead of Caleb, Amanda, Melinda, Katrina. All you older kids, I want you marching behind Sister Bethany, the little one in the family, but she can lead the march during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And Valya, another sweet kid, I'm making you march leader ahead of Sister Angela over here. And let me pick another one or two. Maggie, yes, this Maggie right here, I'm putting you ahead of Winnie and JP. And you like to march in this household? All right, this is your opportunity. And over here, Sierra, Samantha, Sydney, and Olivia. Tough pick, but it's going to be Samantha leading the march today. Samantha, you can do this. Don't let me down. And finally, of the Marissa, Tommy, Natalie, and Kristen family. Look at all these smiles. And hi, Dad and Mom. Mr. Nick is going to pick Natalie to be march leader this time. Now, you have to know, I would love to pick a march leader in every family, but because of time, I can't. So, Mom, Pop, will you help me out with this, please? If I've not picked a march leader, will you pick a march leader? All right. And you know the rules? And you know about the trombone players especially? Then let's go for it! And they're off. Oh, my goodness, the band is exuberant today. Especially those T-bone players. Here comes Julie marching through. Maggie, you're doing fine as a march leader. But watch out for the trombone players. Ashley and Rachel of Dubai. Ruthie and Deborah. Missionary kids in Eastern Europe. Good marching. Yes. Bulgaria's best. Sophia. Nice marching. And hi, little Sierra. Sophia's friend. Yes, you're a good marcher too, sweet kid. Josiah and Sam go marching through. Put those feet in. Time of the music, Sam. Your left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Hello, Naomi. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Tanner. Is Tanner the only one marching in this thing? Come on, big sisters. You can do this, too. Janice goes marching through. Here comes Gabriella and Christopher. Excellent marching, kids. Haley and Madison go marching by. Third time around. Fourth time around. Nice marching, you two. Julie, love to see you march, too. Here comes Dakota. All right, gently now, not quite so high on the knees. Well, when the music is soft, you're supposed to march softly. And then, when it gets big, you know what to do. Riley, Renee, you're a fine marcher. Hi, Steve. Hi, David. Cantrell and Hope go marching by. Hello, Callie. Hello, Bailey. And Eve is in on this thing, too. Keep the feet in time, the music, Eve. Danielle, Chad, Anna, and Haley, nice to have you marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Coulter, Bowen, Roper, you three are doing very fine in this thing. Hello, Sydney. Hello, Ricky. Jeffrey, Matthew, and Trent, nice marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Bethany and Rachel, not bad over here either. Cheyenne, good marching. All the way to the end now. Strong finish in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Wow. Talk about some good marching. And you may be seated. Wee Kids is glad to be part of
KeysForKids.net.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Galatians 2:20.
And I no longer live. But Jesus Christ lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ.
The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Two, three.
I have been crucified.
body. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Jesus Christ lives in me. I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ.
A little echo of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Crucified with Christ, dead to sin, but alive in Christ.
I have been crucified with Christ.
Colin and kids singing on We Kids, thank you so much. Fun music on We Kids. And by the way, it's fun to hear from you. I appreciate your cards and your letters and your email messages. There's a constant stream, and it's difficult for me to pick out just one letter to read here this time. But here it goes from Baytown, Texas. Dear Mr. Nick, hello and thank you for the stickers and pictures you have sent to our family. We all love your radio program. Consider yourself part of our family. Your pictures are always on the refrigerator. We have had a few babies since you mentioned our kids' names on the air. Their names and ages are now Katie, 14, Jeffrey, 8, Zoe, 7, Seth, 5, Samuel, 4, Andrew, 3, Paul, 18 months, and Joel, 2 months. All of you kids are about a half a year older now, right? Okay, so that makes Joel about 8 months. Thank you again for all you do for the children and families through your program. You truly make a difference. Oh, thanks. Serving him together, Jeff and Elizabeth and kids. Hey, it's nice to hear from Baytown, Texas.
I can with the great I am. I can do the unbelievable. I can, and I know I will, 'cause with grows and flowers and becomes a tree. So in God's hands, if I just believe, he'll do greater things through someone like me. I can with the great I am. I can do the unbelievable. I can, and I know I will, 'cause with
musical echo of Philippians 4:13 to help close We Kids. And by the way, thank you, Paws and Tails, for that good song. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him, through Christ, who strengthens me. Praise God for his willingness to share his power. Praise God for his willingness to work through little guys like Nikki, who has to deal with neighborhood bullies like Roscoe. And thank God for the Apostle Paul's little nephew who heard of this plot and told the Apostle Paul about it and saved his life. Yes, kids can do all kinds of good things. Here's this good verse to remember. I know you've heard some scripture verses during the past half hour, but the one featured during Bible time is Isaiah 41:10. God says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Youngster, if you're a child of His, you can be sure that God is never going to forget you. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. What a wonderful chance to gather with the kids at the radio and internet neighborhoods here like this. I have enjoyed this past half hour. Not just because it's been fun, but because we have learned about knowing God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the most important thing in life, youngster. What is this? This thing looks like a million miles an hour just standing still here. Little note, Mr. Nick, for today's speedy ride, be sure to put your head back on the headrest. I think I can do this. Let me climb in here and how do I make this thing go anyway?